Well, welcome to Audio Golf Betting for Thursday, the 8th of November. We'll be taking a look at three events this weekend. The PGA Tour's Mayakoba Classic in Cancun in Mexico. We'll be also looking at the Japan Tour event, the Visa Taiheo Tournament just south of Tokyo. And finally, the Nedbank Challenge in Sun City. Now, let's start with the PGA Tour. This event being played at the Greg Norman Design Golf Course down there. And Ricky Fowler will be the favourite. He was second last year at his only start on the event, and he has played pretty well of late. He's been there or thereabouts in a number of tournaments in recent times, so he deserves to be the favourite. He's at $9. I guess it's just a matter of working out whether you think that's value or not, but there's certainly every reason to believe that he can have a very good week. Emiliano Grillo has been 9th and 10th in his two starts in this particular tournament. He's at $19. He's been playing quite nicely of late. I wouldn't say great, but he's been playing okay of late. And at $19, he probably represents a bit of value. I think Gary Woodland also, second here in 2016. He's had a very good run through the Asian stretch over recent weeks and also in Las Vegas last week. He's at $19. And Billy Horschel, not a great record here, but he's been playing quite well of late. He's a class player, of course, Horschel. He was second at the Tour Championship recently. We know that he won the FedEx Cup a few years ago. So those are the three players that I'll be keeping an eye on as far as the more fancied players. Ricky Fowler at $9, Emiliano Grillo at $19, Gary Woodland at $19, and Billy Horschel at $29. One player that I think may well be a bit of a smoky in this week's field is the Australian golfer Cameron Davis, and I'll explain the reason why. Davis did win the World Amateur Teams Championship at this golf course just over two years ago when he was a member of the Australian Eisenhower Trophy winning side. He did win the individual title. He was 15th last year in this tournament when he wasn't a member of the PGA Tour as he is now. He's at $67. So if you were trying to find a bit of value and a player that might give you some good odds and maybe a bit of a sight, then Cameron Davis, the New South Wales golfer who's in his rookie season on the PGA Tour, might just be your man. Let's go across to South Africa to the Nedbank Challenge. Rory McIlroy, the first time in the event for the Northern Irishman, although he has probably played Sun City in prior years. This is a relatively new event. It was a little bit ordinary at the HSBC Champions Tournament, but you'd have to forgive him that one bad run. Surely he's a much better player than that. He's at $9. Sergio Garcia, I think, has got a real chance this week. And the reason that I say that is that he comes off the back of that win at the Andalucía Masters a couple of weeks ago in Spain. He's played well here in the past. He was second here several years ago when it was a slightly different event. He did win in 2001, very early in his professional career, Sergio Garcia. So I think at $10, he's my pick amongst the hot favourites. I think also Li Hao Tong finished fourth in this event last year, the Chinese golfer. Really developing into a world-class elite player is Li Hao Tong. He lost the playoff last week to Justin Rose in Turkey. He's at $19. It's got to be a bit of value, you would think. And Brandon Grace, he's got a great record here, Grace. He's won it and he's been well up the other time that he played in more recent years. But the problem for Brandon Grace, he's not playing particularly well at present. So McIlroy Garcia is my favourite Garcia amongst the hot favourites. And Li Hao Tong, for a slightly better odds at $19, to also have a very good week. In Japan, the Visa Taiheo Masters is one of the iconic events on the Japan Golf Tour. Hideki Matsuyama is the hot favourite, and I say Tiger Woods type odds in his heyday, Tiger Woods. Matsuyama's at $3 to win the tournament. He's been a winner of the event on two occasions. He won as an amateur a few years ago, and then he is the defending champion. He's certainly the highest-ranked player in the field. His form hasn't been great of late, but I guess just the class of the player means that he'll start as the favourite. But I think there's some better value for the likes of Shugo Imahiro, who's in great form, 7 top 10s in his last 9 starts this season. He's been 8th in this event in each of the last 2 years that he's played it, so he's got a pretty good record on the golf course, and he's one of the hottest players on the Japan Tour at the moment, Shugo Imahiro, and I expect him to do very well. As indeed I do also for Sengshu Han, the Korean golfer. He's been 6th, 10th, 12th in his last 3 starts this year. So he's playing very consistently, very well. He did finish 3rd in this event last year. He's at $15. So those are the three players I think worth keeping an eye on. Brendan Jones is in the field. He'll probably be amongst the leading Australians, and he's played well on occasions in more recent times on the Japan Tour. This is one of the more lucrative events on the Japan Tour, worth about $2.6 million Australian dollars. So that's it for this week. Good luck with your bets. Bet responsibly. I'm Bruce Young.